Loyalist Township will be recognizing October 10th, 2026 as National Dental Care Day. Council heard from founder of the day, Dr. Raj Kanuja, who spoke about the importance of improving access to oral health care. Kanuja explains how and why he started the initiative.
National Dental Care Day started from one simple moment. Years ago, I met a single mother who was living with severe dental pain. She avoided treatment because she could not afford it. She told me she was saving every dollar she had so she could keep a promise to buy used hockey equipment for her child. She chose her child over herself. That moment stayed with me because dental pain is not just about teeth. It affects confidence, sleep, work, mental health, and dignity. That is why National Dental Care Day was created.
Kanuja speaks about how the initiative has grown and notes numbers from last year.
What started as one free dental day has now grown into a national movement after 13 years of volunteer care. Last year alone, 219 Canadians received care across the country through volunteer clinics and professionals. National Dental Care Day was proclaimed by 25 municipalities, three premiers, and two lieutenant governors. It was also spoken about in the Senate of Canada by Senator Muhammad Iqbal Ravalia and entered into the Hansard parliamentary record.
National Dental Care Day mobilizes volunteer dental professionals, students, clinics, educators, and community partners across Canada to provide essential dental care to underserved individuals and families without cost, barriers, or judgment. The initiative emphasizes the importance of oral health as an essential component of overall health and well-being. Kanuja explains the importance of bringing National Dental Care Day to more communities.
The need for dental care is not limited to one city or one region. It exists in every community. Dentistry is expensive, and not being able to afford care forces many people to live in pain, lose teeth, hide their smile, and lose confidence and dignity.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.